Alright, so I don't know, but we need a theme, Jim. Well, we're rolling now, so
Rolling
yeah, we'll dip a bit though.
now. All
So we can put the computer in between us.
right. Did I write the theme tune?
Yeah, but move just throw the cushions over there.
You ready?
I'm ready,
All
rock.
right. Okay, everybody, we're back. At this time, we are doing bands. So, same format as last time.
Woo!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So, Sam, I started last time, you start this time.
Sorry, it's not so good. So yeah, my number five is Rue Royale, and they're kind of like an indie folk band.
Loving the obscure.
Yeah, obviously. Have you never heard of
Nope.
Don't shit the computer.
Sorry.
Sorry. Right, so yeah, and it's basically it's a male and female. I think they're married, and the female's the main singer. And the guy does harmony and plays acoustic guitar. And sometimes she plays piano and does a bit of light percussion sometimes. But it's really simple. And the lyrics are brilliant all the time. There's only been one album so far. But with a few of our stuff, there's only been.
One album, and
Well,
they're in the top five.
no, because that album, there's literally every song
Oh.
is like, you could say is the best song. Because they're all just really good songs. They've always put loads of time into them songs. And I'm really looking forward to whatever they do next. And they were touring and I missed them.
Where are they from?
America, somewhere in America, I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. They're really good.
All right.
We're only 2 minutes in and I've already finished because not really got much to say.
Okay, well, that makes this podcast worth doing.
Something
So
like
good
that.
for you.
Yeah, who are you on number one? Oh no, you're number one again.
Okay, my number five is Counting Crows from California. Adam Duritz is the lead singer. People might know him. He's quite a big guy with massive dreadlocks and everything. He's a powerful figure. And I've seen Counting Crows live, and they blew me away. They didn't play a lot of their classic stuff. People might know classic stuff like Round Here and Mr. Jones and stuff like that, which are good songs. But they didn't play a lot of songs that everybody knew, and yet it's still he kind of has this drive, and I think that's probably what a lot of my bands have. All the lead singers have this real passion and drive, especially when they're live.
That's deep, man.
So, Counting Crows are up there. Their latest album, was it Saturday Nights and Sunday Mornings, was a concept album of two halves. First half being a rocky up and going, and the second half being a more mellow approach. But my favourite song by Counting Crows is Round Here, which is a song about a girl, and like a lot of bands. He usually has the same name in a lot of songs, and it's about this girl Maria, who idolizes Elvis, and has, but doesn't want to live anymore. And there's a good lyric where it goes, "She parks her car outside my house, and she took all her clothes off. She said she was close to understanding Jesus." And I always think that's a powerful lyric. I always wish I could write lyrics like that. But otherwise, they're a band that just don't seem to be able to stop churning out good tunes. I mean, I don't think anyone could ever say that they ever had a standout tune or a standout song forever that will last through the ages, but they're consistent in everything they do, and that's why they're in there.
Would you
Great,
say they've
great
got a,
live band as well.
would you say they've got a standout album or anything like that?
No,
Because like
no.
some of my bands kind of like
Well, that's probably the reason you've got Rue Royale in there, and you've gone because of that album.
Yeah.
But would they still be in there if their second album was rubbish?
No, they really wouldn't. That's why in a
So there
way I
you
don't
go,
want
you
them to
see.
bring more stuff out because it's so perfect. But if they bring more out and it's as perfect.
Well, this is the discussion, you see. What makes a great
Yeah.
band? Is a great band one that brings out great albums, or is it a band that brings out great songs?
Well, yeah, that'll lead me nicely onto my number four, the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
Now, they've churned out a lot of albums, and some of them weren't very good. But I think the fact that they've churned out so many albums, overall, I think they've got so many really good songs that it's a lot more than most discographies or whatever. The amount of songs that some bands have done, you know, they've done so many really good songs. Like, obviously, they're influential and all that, but I'm not really that bothered about that, even though you can use it in an argument. But yeah, Mick Jagger's just. I love the way his singing style. Like, it's almost effortless, but at the same time, he's like so powerful.
He's a very ugly man, Mick Jagger. Very ugly man.
What would you say is a pretty man?
I wouldn't want to comment. I
Yeah.
just think he's a very funny man to look at. I mean, one of my favorite albums is Let It Be, Let It Bleed,
Let It Bleed, man.
which is that fantastic cover with the cake on it that Delia Smith made. And there's such fantastic songs on there, like You Can't Always Get What You Want,
Yeah.
which is one of my favorite songs.
Let It Bleed, Sticky Fingers, and XL on Main Street. I think they're the best.
XL on Main Street, yeah.
I think they're definitely the best. Like they've got so many good songs, like of different tones. So they're like Sympathy for the Devil, which is like
Hey,
drums
that is a euphoric, that is a fantastic song.
and the solo. Like if you ever do top five solos, that's definitely up there.
Yeah.
It's an amazing solo,
Yeah.
guitar solo. And
Sticky Fingers, that's got Can You Hear Me? No, it's not Can You Hear Me Knocking. Is it?
remember.
I can't remember
Because the
the
thing
Can You Hear
is,
Me
like,
Knocking one.
I actually don't often know albums unless it's a full album that's really
Right.
good. I had to make a playlist of all of my favourite songs and
XL
I'd
on
listen
Main
to that.
Street. Tumbling Dice was on that album. That was a good album.
But yeah, then there's obviously the big one that's Gimme Shelter, which just seems to be their best song. Everyone thinks it's their best song.
I mean, people usually suggest that Sympathy for the Devil is probably their best song.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, it's hard because I saw him.
Well, they've got I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Yeah, Jumpin' Jack's Flash.
Maggie May, some fantastic songs.
They're a good band.
They're a good band,
Maggie
and
May?
still
Is
can go.
that Rod
Rod
Stewart?
Stewart and the Faces did Maggie May, as well. But
They've got, oh, they've got Wild Horses.
I'm not sure how they
Paint It
can.
Black.
I'm still not sure how they can keep going.
Have you seen them live?
The
Like,
guys
have you
is,
seen that
yeah.
Shine a Light?
I mean, what are they like, 110 each?
They're like
And they're
80.
still going for it
But they
all the
actually
way.
are like
The
still
live
a good
shows them.
showman.
I've got some live Rolling Stones DVDs, and
Have you got see
they are
got Gimme
fantastic.
Shelter? That's
Yeah.
amazing. But like so, like four guys got killed, and there were like four people that were born as well.
Yeah.
Like it's a
Yeah,
mad
a great
concert.
band. I wouldn't put them in my top five just because it's not for me. It's the same way stuff like the Beatles will never be
I don't think
for
the
me.
Beatles are really a favourite band, you just gotta appreciate them.
Well, no, for some,
Well, obviously for
for
some
people
people.
maybe a lot older, listening to other people, they find the Beatles incredibly influential. I mean, I find the White Album an inspiring piece of work, to create so many songs and have the confidence to publish them. I think takes a lot of grit,
Do you
and
think
it's
that's the best album?
the Beatles' best album.
Yeah.
No, I think Abbey Road is the best Beatles album.
Yeah, I toss between Abbey Road and Revolver. Which Revolver's like the obvious one to go for, but I think probably Abbey Road. Although Rolling Stone magazine put Sgt. Pepper as the number one best album ever, which I'm really not. They had like three Beatles albums, two Rolling Stones albums, two Bob Dylan albums, all in the top 10.
It's all about context, though. It's all about
Yeah,
what
because
did
they were
those
more
albums mean at the time.
influential rather than.
Well, it's not influential to the Rolling Stone. It's what you've just got to look at it in terms of context. You've got to
Yeah.
think, you know, why was this album so great? It doesn't matter if you know, Beatles stuff. I mean, people say the Beatles last forever, but in many ways they kind of don't. In many ways, I feel like there's a kind of stop to them, and they serve a purpose in today's society. Now you feel like Paul McCartney is a bit of a monarch more than he is a figurehead of music,
Yeah.
and so at that point I can definitely appreciate what the Beatles gave. I mean, I gave you this comment that you can tell the. You might not know you've been influenced by the Beatles if you write music, but you definitely are, because the Beatles, they created the band, they created the pop band, and
Yeah.
the Rolling Stones created the rock and roll band, and it all knocks on,
No.
it's a chain reaction from all of them. But the thing that makes the Rolling Stones a bit more unique, I always thought, was the fact that they had a bit more interest, maybe, in other musics. You listen to Sympathy for the Devil, and it's got that world music kind of feel to it,
Yeah.
and they've got the bluesy stuff. Paint It Black's great, you know. Paint It Black's a bit more rocky, you know, and you've got the big riffs on
Yeah.
Satisfaction.
Also, I think Rolling Stones were a very brave band as well. Like, at the time they were like the first band to ever just, say this is how we feel. I can't get no satisfaction. We this society, the way everything is, I can't get any satisfaction. And that's like at the time, like the Beatles might have had a few like, not in the subtext of the lyrics. Not they weren't saying I don't like this, even though maybe sometimes like and but. The Rolling Stones were the first band that just said, "No, can't stand it, really." And that brought on like the whole like wave of all these bands that were. And then obviously like Bob Dylan was the same. He said, so many like influential things in his lyrics and just as.
Well, it's not always influence. You've just got influence is determined. Well, world influence is determined just on how many numbers. I mean, I've never been influenced by Bob Dylan
I
at
am
all.
particular. No, I like a few of his songs, but I don't think he's particularly.
It doesn't do it. It's the same. I'm very much in my own era in many ways, and.
That's funny because I'm the opposite, really.
Well, I can only appreciate Dylan and the Beatles and Stones and bands like this, but it doesn't. I don't sit back and the first thing I flick to on my iPod is one of them.
Fair enough. I just and I it started off like I just literally it was The Departed and Gimme Shelter was on and I was like, what is that? And I looked it up and it was Rolling Stones and I'm like, wow.
There's the same with the Beatles. They make so many songs you don't realize it's
Yeah.
them,
And
and so.
I got my dad had he had like all like the best albums, but he had the best of them. Obviously before I knew what they were like, I just
Yeah.
went for the best of. Listened through and I'm like, that's I've heard that, I've heard that, I've heard that. Like literally every song on the best of, I was like I've heard all of them, and like the more I listened, the more I liked them. And then obviously I seeked out the albums which people said were the better albums.
Yeah.
I haven't actually listened to all of the albums, like that latest album, not listened to.
Right. A bigger bang.
Yeah. Something to be like your first, you know.
Okay.
Anyway, have you done your
Right.
four?
No, my number four is Block Party. This is a band that I feel like I discovered with a small minority back in, I think, probably about 2005 or 4, and I was very early into Block Party. It's one of the few bands I ever really found. I feel like I found first, just from doing a bit of surfing in the internet and suddenly coming across some tracks, and suddenly it's like, wow. Now, if you want to talk about statements, there's no bigger statement than Kelly, the lead singer of Block Party. He was a very frank and honest person in the way his lyrics and the way he sings. He might as well be talking. It's like tuneful talking, I sometimes think, with the way he sings. I think it's fantastic. The music that it comes with, he's got a couple of very clever people called Russell and Gordon. I can't remember their last names for the life of me now. And the drummer, Matt Tong, is an incredible drummer. The guy doesn't stop. He looks like a geeky guy. All four of them look pretty geeky. And yet there they are. They've got this kind of smugness that this is what we do. And there's just some of my favourite songs will be Block Parties. This Modern Love is the most gorgeous song about young, naive romance. And it's just the most wonderful song. And it's got the most wonderful finale at the end, which just it makes you feel pretty good about yourself at the end. I think it's fantastic. They're very good at that guitar music. They use what they can with the guitar. They don't fake music. They don't have extra things in that message that they have to recreate with synths and stuff. They do it all with the guitars and some clever ideas. I mean, the latest album, Intimacy, I thought was fantastic because it's such a strong statement. I mean, Kelly recently came out about being gay, and it was a very bold statement to make. It's a very bold statement to make in commercial music. And there's quite a few.
It's quite sad that it has to be a
Well,
bold
it's how it
statement,
is. It's how it is now. I mean, my top five band, each of my top
isn't
fives have quite statement-making bands, and it's a very bold statement, especially to create an album which is about that. And one of my favourite songs of the album is called Biko, which is another very, it's a very tense song. It has another euphoric finale. It's about fighting against the problems that you face now that you've been open about your sexuality. And it's inspirational to me how proud he is, how proud he is of what he is. And you don't have to be gay to be able to see that this is a very proud man. I mean, he's arrogant. He's definitely arrogant. I went and watched Block Party last Sunday, and he's definitely arrogant. He's definitely, so therefore, you kind of don't like the person as much. But there's so much pride in his music and what he says, and so much passion. And it's the same with Adam Duritz from Counting Crows. There's so much passion in what he's saying. You go along with it all the same. Whatever he's saying, you go along with it. And that's why Block Party are definitely up there for me.
Yeah, now that you've said all that, I really want to seek out. Is it Silent Alarm, The Whites?
Silent Alarm was their first album.
That's the only one I have. And I listened through it, and I wasn't really taken. But now that you've said all that, I want to re-listen to it and get all like.
It's an album you wanna listen through from the start to the beginning.
Yeah.
From the start to the end. I mean, the first song, like Eating Glass, is a great beginning to the song. And then
that
they've
is
got
a good song.
And then Helicopter, which they now use as their final song on the end of their set, which is a great, great rock song. Great riff.
How many times have you seen them?
Very clever. I've seen them twice now.
Twice.
And they're great. They've got a good live show. A good live performance always helps you in my books as being a great band.
Well, do you think they're having a really good live performance, but not like holding up on your album? Because for instance, a band that I've like, actually gone off of, but I wasn't really into them. I saw them live. And then I got into them and I realised that they're not actually as amazing as I thought they were with Flaming Lips. Like, I think they're a great band, but...
They're a spectacle. That's what I would describe Flaming Lips as. I would
like
describe them
when
as a spectacle.
When we were at festival, I was really taken with them.
Yeah, I think it's about having the imagination to recreate something or to change the way... I love watching live bands and watching songs I know being turned into medleys with other songs or running songs into each other. Or changing them a bit. When I went to see Counting Crows, halfway through Rain Man, they changed it into A Little Help with My Friends. I can't stand that song, but the way they did it and the way it was done, and then straight back into Rain King, was fantastic. I thought it was fun, and I like stuff like that. I like the way. I mean, I'm in the band myself. I like to try and blend our songs together and make things a bit more interesting. And I think it's a credit to the ingenuity of the band and that. Pride and feel that you can do that, that fans aren't going to be annoyed when you mess with the songs they know. And I think that's great. I think that's really something. So, yeah.
Whoa, I didn't know we were going to talk that much about Block Party.
Oh, let me see.
Yeah. Right, so we got the same, number three.
Our number three is both the same. This is Canada's Arcade Fire. Who,
this is.
Go on.
Sorry.
They came over in about. I think it would have been 2006 with Funeral, and this is a powerful album, a very powerful album about death. Some shocking songs on there in terms of content, but wonderful music, wonderful magical sounds. Huge, there's a lot of them as well. There's about six or seven of them in there. Win Butler is the lead singer, and he's a man who's got a lot in him. He's a funny looking guy. He looks like a monk or something. He's a funny looking guy. But the first album, Funeral, is definitely something to listen to. It's.
I think I don't know because it's. But I think I prefer. You know, it's really hard.
Funeral was great. Funeral set them on their way and set a real. It was a different type of music that come in. During that era, we've just had Arctic Monkeys and we've had. Maximo Park, and we've had Block Parties, and here comes a band who aren't young. They're definitely not young. I think probably a lot of them are in their 30s. They aren't young, but have so much angst, so much ability, musical creativity.
Yeah,
it felt like a different type of music that was coming out.
There have been a few bands that have like tried to copy it, though.
There's a lot of bands that have tried to copy it. I find a band I went to see on Friday at the Cockpit was a band called I Like Trains, which people might know, and they're very Arcade Fire, and I think Vampire Weekend can be very Arcade Fire as well. It's about catching that passion and ferocious emotion that what make Arcade Fire fantastic. My favourite song is off their second album, which is the seminal Neon Bible, which was a book, and. It's very powerful. It's about 9/11. It's about problems with America. It's a political statement in many ways, but if you've got the word, if you've got the music to back up the words, it's fantastic. The Neon Bible is a very pure song. Antichrist Television Blues is a is has that lyric, the lyric, I don't know what I'm gonna do because the planes keep crashing always two by two, is a talk on 9/11, and that's such a tense song. It feels like a very, it feels like a rock song, but it's so tense that it's, and that's the great thing I love about that album is that it's so tense all the way through it. Sometimes I don't want to feel comfortable. I want music to spur an emotion in me, and that's something that Bloc Party and Counting Crows definitely do. They spur an emotion in me. I'm very susceptible to music. I listen to a happy song, an up and lively song. It has a strong effect on me. I want to feel, I'm not usually up for something. I listen to something a bit down and dreary, and I'm usually feeling that way at the end of it. So, but Arcade Fire definitely instills some strong emotions in you. No Cars Go, such a, it's euphoric at the end where they're all singing, and it's fantastic. It's, it makes me want to listen to them now, actually.
I didn't realize how much you like music. Like I wasn't like you're as passionate about music as I am about film.
Probably
What do you want to
wouldn't.
be when you're older? Cause like, do you want to? You should write about music.
You think?
I actually do.
I think it'd be good.
Do you know what you should do?
Go on.
You should make a blog, right, and just like start like just writing down like how you just spoke. Just write it all down.
People be interested.
No, right? Because if you make a bit of a name for yourself,
Yeah.
like I've got a bit of a blog going and it's quite good.
Okay.
And
Well.
then then you can use that like you put on your CV or whatever.
Okay. Right. Well, thanks, Sam.
Yeah, sorry, that's the...
Thanks for the career support there.
I'm just trying to help. Anyway, Arcade Fire are like the only band in my top five that have like emerged in the past what, 3 4 years.
Yeah, they've been around long. I mean, to record Neon Bible, they renovated an old church in what's the capital of Canada? I can't remember.
I don't know.
I can't remember what the capital of Canada is. I can't remember. Anyway, they re-renovated.
Toronto,
No,
is
it's
it?
not.
I
It's
don't know,
not.
it's it.
They
Ontario?
re-renovated an old church and created their studio out of that church.
Really?
And that's how.
That
And
is cool.
stuff like that. If that doesn't inspire you, you can tell where the music comes from when you hear that. The dark sounds, the dark echoing noises, you know, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. I mean, if you watch them live, it's great to see seven or eight people screaming the lyrics back at the crowd because they believe it as much as the next person. It's,
Yeah,
and that's I
live,
love
like I've not seen
watching.
them live, but the videos of them live, they're
Yeah, I've
amazing.
seen them live, and
You've actually seen them live?
yeah, and they hit every one of them usually has a drumstick in their hand at some point, hitting something, venting this frustration or emotion, and it's fascinating to watch.
They're definitely up there with the bands that I really want to see live.
I'm excited about the third album. I'm excited.
Is How much news is there about
No, I haven't heard anything about it. I don't follow them as
it?
much as I do other bands.
I think I don't really follow
There is a
music
lot
that
of
much at all.
there is a lot of mystery about Arcade Fire though as well because they do go back to Canada. I mean, half of them. I mean, one of my favourite things about Arcade Fire is the way they switch lyrics around. And if you listen to a song called Black Mirror, where he switches
Yeah.
his lyrics into French, and I'm a big and we talked about last week how we're both big fans of the French language, and I think that's so clever if you can do that, to
Yeah.
be able to switch your languages and be able to put some French, and therefore you're putting your culture in it and you're putting your background in it. And that's just that's intriguing to me. I find stuff like that really interesting to listen to. So yeah. So who's number two goes now? It seems that we've both done the same thing.
Well, do you want to go? Do you want to, I'm not going to finish. Do you want to say your number two?
Yeah, go on. My number two is Placebo. And this is something that's only happened a year ago, but I've suddenly become incredibly obsessed with it. The first song I ever heard was when I was in France, actually, and staying with my friend, and he had Pierrot the Clown on, which is a song on Meds. And at start, it's a very pretty song in some respects. It's dark as well, but it's very touching. And then you suddenly listen to the lyrics and you realize what he's talking about. And he says things like, "Leave me bleeding on the bed. See you right here back here tomorrow." And this is a song about, I mean, I know this is bad, this is toning things down. It's a song about sexual abuse. And when you listen to the song, if you weren't to listen to those lyrics, you'd think, wow, that's lovely. And that's what placebo do. Placebo talk.
Juxtaposition.
Placebo talk about the hard stuff. Placebo talk about the dark stuff that you don't ever hear about. Brian Molko, the lead singer, has been there. He's done it. And he's
He's
done
done sexual
everything.
abuse, or
He's
he's
done
had been
everything.
sexually abused.
I wouldn't put it past him. He didn't have a happy childhood. He's very openly bi, and the bass is very openly gay. And it's like Bloc Party. It's such a strong statement of who they are. Meds is another uncomfortable album. It's a great rock album at the same time. Great rock album. Sounds like the title track Meds, where it has Alison Mosshart, who was in who's in The Kills, and now in Jack White's The Dead Weather, and she had something else. They also have Michael Stipe, a big hero of mine, who sings on one of the songs. Sings on one of the songs with them called Broken Promise, and that's a great song as well. One of the most fascinating songs on the album is a song called Space Monkey, where the lyrics fascinate the music. It's very experimental, the music. The music doesn't quite attract me as much as the lyrics. And there's a lyric where he says, "She's born to mesmer." And I sat and listened to this song for ages, for days, wondering what he meant by mesmer. And I thought he meant mesmerized. She's born to be mesmerized. And I thought that wouldn't work. So I looked up mesmer, and it turns out Anton Mesmer was a scientist who believed there was an animal magnetism between all human beings that attracted us. And that's what fascinates me about placebo, the fact that I wanted to make this research and find out what he's talking about. I mean, the fact that he's been able to make this lyric about some obscure scientist is fascinating. But it brings the lyrics to a whole different level to me. And it touches me on a completely different level. So immediately after Meds, I bought the entire back catalogue, and I haven't stopped listening to it since. It's easy music, you see. There's nothing complicated about the sounds that they make, about the guitar, about the bass. It's all basic rock setup. But it's his voice,
I like his voice.
his wailing kind of nasally voice, just pierces me completely. I think it's fantastic. My favourite songs by Placebo, every You and Every Me, which is a great rock song, great chorus, brilliant live, brilliant. Another band I've seen live, Space Monkey, like I said, is a band that reaches you on so many different levels of lyrics. They've also got 36 Degrees. They've got Bionic. Great rock songs. He's a rock star at heart. Brian Molko, he's a rock star, but he's got this angst. That he I think I don't I think he feels he's always having to defend himself, and it's a lot like Bloc Party's Kelly O'Kerrani, I think it's pronounced. They feel like they've got to keep defending themselves, and that's what gives you the drive to write music anyway. As soon as you feel comfortable with what you're writing and the music you're making, I guess you kind of there's no point if you keep feeling you've got to keep proving it. Then that's what's going to keep making albums. They've usually made rock albums with a lot of sexual inferences, but their last album, Battle for the Sun, was an epic album, is to say the least. Huge choruses, not very placebo-y in many senses. Huge choruses, big string orchestras and stuff going on over it. One of my favourite songs on there, Julian, has a cool little synthy bass beginning. A lot of different ideas going on there. And it's great. It sticks in the memory, and I think that there's Bloc Party and Placebo have that kind of ability to kind of get under your skin, and that's what makes a good band a great band for me. A band that any I mean any person who writes a song that sticks in your head is a genius to me. I mean, maybe you don't like those dance songs or whatever, or the Crazy Frog. The fact is that Crazy Frog ringtone or whatever is genius because it doesn't leave your head,
Yeah,
does it?
exactly. It's like saying, just.
It's genius. Whoever wrote that is a genius because he wrote something that cannot be avoided. You know, so many bands and so much music can just wash over you, and there's something that you can't get out of your head. So I think that's brilliant. So that's Placebo. I mean, I could talk for forever about Placebo, but we'll
I
leave it
really
there.
want to listen to them. I've never. The only time I've listened to Placebo is whenever they're like playing with other bands. Never listened to
I mean,
Placebo.
just the stuff. I mean, Placebo. Brian Mulcahy is incredibly. If you've never seen him, he wears a. He likes to wear eyeliner and
Yeah,
he likes to glam himself up a bit.
I've
But
seen
he's
him.
heavily. But you kind of look at that and you think, oh, you know, what the heck? But he's so heavily influenced by the Ziggy Stardust years.
Yeah.
I mean, on the song on the title track of the album as well, Without You, I'm Nothing. David Bowie's backing singing on it. Michael Stipe, another person who likes to glam up and stuff, is guests on it. He's heavily influenced by these people. People like Brian Ferry, people like Brian Eno, lots of Brians, obviously, who like to create alter egos. And I think that's. And if I'd been in that era of Ziggy Stardust or the Roxy Music era, I think I would have glammed up too, actually.
I think you probably would glam up if Straight Outta's got big anyway.
I probably would glam up. If my band got big, I'd put eyeliner on.
I think you'd do that. Oh no, it's a,
Although there is
we'll
that
say
great
that.
thing with the stuff that Michael Stipe does where he puts blue
Yeah, that's what I was
across
gonna
his
say.
eyes and that looks
That
fantastic.
actually does
I
look
mean, he
really
looks like
quite
that guy
cool.
from Star Trek, but he looks cool. He
Which
looks
guy from
cool.
Star Trek?
The guy who has a thing over his eyes.
The blind guy.
I don't know what he's doing.
I've
I'm
not
afraid
watched
just
Star Trek, I've just
goggles.
seen bits of it.
Well, I
Apart from the
didn't.
new film, which is
He used
amazing.
to always be. He used to be on after The Simpsons. I used to watch it. And so did Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which used to be at 15. I could never understand how at 6:30 Buffy the Vampire Slayer could be on. He used to scare the heck out of me.
I wasn't allowed to watch it. My parents wouldn't
Yeah.
let me. It was all unfair.
My
But I'm a bit
parents.
younger than you, so.
I terrified me. Couldn't believe it. And then I remember looking at it at 15. I was like, can you really put that on at 6:30 at night on BBC Two? Oh, well. Anyway. Come on then. Number two, Sam.
My
I think
number two.
I'm gonna like talking about these.
And I'm actually quite surprised. I thought you liked them more than like, I thought they'd be in your top five. My number two is Radiohead, who I just, I loved Radiohead ever since In Rainbows. Like it's quite recent,
So it's a
obviously.
recent love, okay.
Yeah, In Rainbows came out. I listened through it, and it was just like every song is like obviously you sometimes skip through, like videotape or whatever because it's
Well, you
a
can't
bit.
really well, skip through it, it's the last
Exactly, and then you just go back to the
song.
beginning.
Okay.
And oh, what's the one with cards? I can't even remember the name now.
What? House of
House
Cards?
of Cards.
Track
Always skip
8.
past that one. I
What?
don't like House of Cards, it's a bit
Isn't
boring. It's the worst song on the album.
in respect to all the other albums, it's a very mellow album.
Yeah,
It's very mellow.
that's why I bold statement, but I think it's my favourite Radiohead album is it's more mellow and there's more. Well, not, I can't say there's more emotion because there's emotion in all Radiohead albums, but I feel it's more. The emotions are more accessible, if you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, because they're so angry, you know, OK Computer and just all of them, really. But, like, I listened to In Rainbows and I was just blown away. I was like, how come I haven't heard this? Because, you know, they are quite a recent band. Like,
Well, I don't know
they got
about
big in the 90s.
that. 97 was OK
Yeah.
Computer.
And that was their biggest. But
None of the
they've kept on
Bends.
going.
Bends was 95.
Pablo Honey, Creeps on Pablo Honey is a,
Yeah.
yeah, and that was on their breakthrough song. But I think I didn't like I didn't listen to Pablo Honey that much at all. I don't even like Creep that much.
Well, Radio don't like Creep. I mean, they played it at Reading. I couldn't believe they'd opened with it with Reading. That must have been the first time they'd
Really?
played it in years. I mean, Radiohead don't like that song. Same way like REM don't like playing Shiny Happy People and
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen doesn't like playing Streets of Philadelphia and stuff like that. You get sick of these songs.
Such a musical geek.
I know, well. But
You remind me of what's his name, John Cusack in High Fidelity so much.
oh God, I wish I watched John. I love that film.
That is such a
It's a
good
great
film.
film.
But anyway, and so I listened to OK Computer. I'm like, yeah, these guys are really good. And so, but they're the only two albums I had before you got tickets and we went to see them
Yeah, we went to
live,
see him.
and like, I was just amazed. And like the T-shirts were a proper
Fantastic,
rip
wasn't
off.
it?
And my dad was like, I'll buy a T-shirt, but instead I just got all of their other albums because it was cheaper to get all the rest of the albums than their T-shirt, which kind of didn't make sense. And the T-shirts were crap.
But when we walked out, we found some guy doing bootleg T-shirts.
I know, and it was just the In Rainbows
It was like
cover.
7 quid. It was good that.
Yeah,
Go on.
and so I listened. Like, I got the set list, and I've listened to that more than anything else.
Yeah.
But like all of, I don't think there are really not that many bad songs other than all of Pablo Honey.
Well, they're such an experimental band. You never know what they're going to do next. I mean, I've got some friends who are huge, who worship Thom Yorke as a, and Johnny Greenwood
What do you
as
think of
writers.
Tommy Ox? Have you heard "Feeling Pulled Apart by Horses" or whatever
Yeah.
it's called? I didn't like that
That's
much.
all right. He's a fascinating character,
His
Thom
face is
Yorke.
amazing. Like he was on the front cover
Yeah.
of some magazine, and it was just his face. I just looked at it and realized how weird he looks.
I mean, if you want passion, you look at Thom Yorke. The guy's so in
I
the
know he's.
music.
He doesn't really sing out. He uses his voice like an instrument, but says words that mean something. It's amazing. I think he's one of the best singers just because of that.
He's so in the music. It's like he's completely taken away.
And like, you know the way he moves his head? Have you seen the Jigsaw Falling Into Place video?
Yeah.
It's just so amazing. Because basically, just if you haven't seen it, they've got cameras fixed onto helmets so that then the head doesn't move, but the background does, and it's all the band. So the drummer's like going to the beat, so the background moves to the beat and whatever. But the way he moves his head, it's kind of like a bobblehead, but it's forward and side to side, and it's really weird.
It's a clever video.
And yeah, that video was amazing.
It's a clever video, but Radiohead are a band that are very good at, they can recreate a sound without you realizing. Suddenly they're doing something different. They're taking you down a new direction. And that's what they did with In Rainbows. In Rainbows is a much more mellow album, and you can tell. I mean, they didn't do it. They did it in their own studio when they left their label, Radiohead. And there's a lot of angst on that album, a lot of undertones of angst because they fell out of their label and they did it themselves, and they did that revolutionary thing of giving their album away on the internet for free. Oh,
Well, it
paying you
wasn't
want, pay what you
you say
want,
you pay what you want, which is
pay
a
what you want.
brilliant thing, because then there's people who love the album and give a lot of money, and richer people who could give more money for it because it meant so much to them. Like I heard that people were literally there was one or two people who gave like over £1 million just because they thought it was the best album they've ever heard.
Right.
Like I'm not surprised, but and then obviously some people didn't pay anything.
But
I
yeah.
didn't download it because
Yeah,
I didn't even hear of it. I just saw the CD and it looked interesting, read reviews,
I
it
mean, in
sounded
terms of
good.
longevity, Radiohead have been going over 10 years now. I mean, they had The Bends, which was their rock album. They're definitely their rock
Yeah,
album.
that's.
There's stuff like the title track, The Bends. They've got Street Spirit, which is a haunting track. Fake Plastic Trees, which is a fantastic
Oh,
rock ballad,
fantastic.
is a brilliant. Just is a
Just. Have
good
you seen the
rock
music
tune.
video to Just?
Yeah, it's
Oh,
good.
it's so brilliant.
It's and that and then you've got OK Computer, which is chilling, and again an uncomfortable album with Karma Police, OK Computer, Let Down, Exit Music, Airbag.
I think
About
that's possibly the best British album.
that'd be a bold statement to
It
make.
is a bold step. Do you know what? The readers of Q, not saying that's really anything to go by, the readers of Q voted it the best British album ever.
What do you mean British? Does it mean just a band from British, or a band that represents Britain?
No. They said OK Computer was the best album made in Britain.
Right. Okay.
I to be honest, think well. I think In Rainbows is because I prefer In Rainbows to be honest. But I don't know because there is obviously things like the Beatles, but we're not going to go back into that.
Well,
Just my
yeah.
favorite album is probably In Rainbows. It's my
Right.
favorite Radiohead
Well, then they
album.
did after that. They did a couple of ones that didn't do as well. They had Kid A
Kid
and
A,
as
Amnesia.
and they have their own songs. They have their own moments, special moments. But then they came back with Hail to the Thief, which has Myxomatosis, 2 + 2 = 5. They're
Oh, that
there.
2 + 2 = 5 is the best song live.
It's brilliant, great tense
Oh,
build
so
up, and then it
amazing.
comes into a fantastic rock finale.
Yeah, because it's just the guitar
Brilliant, just
before
the
the
noises. I
rock
mean,
finale. And like when we saw him, like I've only seen them once and I really want to see him again. But the guitar just kept on going for like a minute and everyone knew what was gonna come. And then Thom Yorke just, what is it he says?
because.
Oh yeah, that's it, it's just because. And then everyone just like leapt up and it just it's just
Yeah.
amazing.
I
I
mean,
want to
it's great. I
listen
mean,
to
it
more of
shows
it.
its credit to their songs, the fact that they have such a strong following. I mean, there were people going crazy for OK Computer.
Yeah.
No one was going to stand and just even listen to that and videotape another haunting song. And there are people just jumping
Right.
around. So it's credit to them in many ways. And it's also credit to probably how much booze they were drinking at the same time.
Yeah. There was people yelling "Sing Creep" and it really annoyed me. They just obviously weren't radio headphones, were it?
Well, I hope they were. They probably paid 40 quid to go. But Radiohead, a very powerful band, and their longevity makes them a great band more than sometimes. I mean, you should never really judge a band on. Well, you can judge a band on longevity, I mean, I've got Counting Crows, Placebo, and REM, who have all
Oh.
been, well, who have
Yeah.
all been around for 10 years, at least 10 years, REM 20 years. You've got, who have you, Radiohead and
Right,
now over 10 years.
all of mine, other
No,
than Rue Royale and Arcade
Rolling Stones,
Fire.
what's that, 40 years the Rolling Stones have been going,
50
so.
probably. No, you're not 50. Actually, no, yeah, it's 2009.
Right.
That will almost
Probably.
be 50. I think it
Probably.
was like 62 or 3 that they
Probably.
started. That's scary,
So,
that.
credit to Radiohead, definitely up there. I do love Radiohead, but I like the rock songs of Radiohead. It's not like with a Placebo or Bloc Party where I like to listen to the quieter stuff.
What's your favourite Radiohead song?
My favorite Radiohead song would probably be.
It is. That's the thing is, they've got so many good songs. I don't have a favourite.
Mine would be Let Down
Let Down. That would
off
be up there,
the.
definitely.
It's a beautiful song.
I'd say mine, Let Down, would be up there. All I Need and Jigsaw Falling into Place.
Right.
And two plus two equals five. I love that one as well.
Yeah.
I don't know, they've got so many.
They have got a
Paranoid
lot of
Android
songs.
as well, I love that.
Good, good, great.
Just name dropping songs
Good
there.
song.
But yeah, Radiohead.
They deserve to be up there. They deserve to be up there. If I was doing a top six, they'd probably have crept in. They'd probably be crept in. But it's maybe it's just because the loud stuff does it for me with Radiohead more than the quiet stuff. Because sometimes I
It's
find
funny,
that
quiet
the
stuff
quiet
does it for
stuff,
me more than
the
the
quiet
loud.
stuff just chills me just a little bit. It's not like with Placebo where I feel like I think sometimes Thom Yorke likes to be ambiguous, not pretentious, but I don't think he's always that bothered on making sense, or at least not making sense to us.
I don't
I
mind.
think he likes to write stuff about for himself
I don't mind
as a
things not making
reflection
sense.
of what is going
Like one of
on.
my favourite films is Eraserhead. I don't care about making sense. Have you seen that?
No.
The scariest film ever made.
Okay.
You see Chicken having a period of blood spitting all over his
Oh
table.
God.
No,
Okay.
it is an amazing film.
All right. Okay. Well, don't see that film.
No, seriously, you should see it. Right, this dude, and he gets his girl pregnant, and then they go to the parents' house, and the woman's like a witch-esque kind of woman, and the period,
Sam, I
the
don't want to
chicken's
know.
period, right,
Sam.
and the blood's all coming out, and then she knows that he's got her pregnant, even though
Right.
he didn't know. And then the baby's this little, like, demonic, gross, like, monster, mutant baby.
Right.
And then the girl leaves, and he's going, like, crazy because this baby's, like, screaming all the time. And the only, like, oh, I can't be bothered. It's
Okay.
just
Well,
amazing film.
it
It's
sounds
David
horrible.
Lynch's first film,
Ugh.
like, feature film.
Right, sounds horrible.
It's,
Right.
I think you'd
Give us
be
your number
interested in
one.
it. My number one.
Yeah. Oh, have you done your number two?
Yeah, well, Radiohead, yeah. My number
Right.
one,
Yeah.
which leads on from Eraserhead, because they did a cover
Good
of
God.
In Heaven,
Come on.
is The
Oh
Pixies.
my God.
You should be ashamed of yourself, like,
Oh.
they're just an amazing band.
You've got to really argue this.
Right. Okay. They're entertaining. They're deep. At the same time, they've got such a variance in type of music. They're fun. They're really influential. Like, you'd actually realize how influential they were. Like, everybody loves the Pixies. Every single song is a classic. Like, you can't name a bad Pixies song. They've got better and worse, obviously, but
Okay. Wave of
mutilation.
Mutilation. Where Is My Mind? Monkey Gone to Heaven. Doolittle is a good album. Doolittle is a good rock album.
Doolittle is their best album. It's one of my
Good
favorite albums.
alternative grunge album.
It's not even grunge, man.
Well,
It's
it's not
like
grunge.
surf rock, grunge,
It's
American
cool. He's a
punk.
cool figure, Frank Black, just because of his figure and how he looks, and yet he's got that
He's
cool
such a
voice.
doofus.
He's got that cool
Have you seen the
voice.
video of him when he knocks the microphone stand
No.
over? It's so funny.
And Kim Deal's she's a cool lady as well.
Yeah, she's cool. And the guitarist, what's his name? Joe Santiago is like, is because the guitar is like, he plays very, they're not necessarily singular notes, but it feels very singular, like the
There's a
Frank.
lot of minimalism about Pixies.
Yeah, they're very minimalist,
It's
and
very
like
simple. They're not great musicians.
well, no, I
They're
wouldn't say that, they
but
just
they're
express
good
themselves the way they
songwriters.
need to.
Good
And
songwriters.
they just, the music's so catchy, and I just think, I don't know, I find it hard to argue. They're just my favorite band.
Okay.
Like, the more I listen to them, the more I love them.
What's
Like,
your favourite songs? What's
pardon?
your favourite song of all
Right,
time?
well, there's Where Is My Mind, which this is how I got into it, is because I'm a geek. The end of Fight Club, Where Is My Mind. I
Okay.
was like, wow, what is that song? Downloaded it. Got Wave of Mutilation, which is the best of. Listen to it. Every song is amazing.
Yeah, their best of, I would say, is their best album.
Shut up, right? That was a bad time for me.
Was going through some rough stuff.
I
So I
was.
bought the Pixies.
The Pixies saved me, man. If it wasn't for
Right.
the Pixies, I wouldn't be in the one,
Uptown Girl saved me.
believe you. And then just Doolittle was the first album I got, and it's amazing. And then Come On Pilgrim and Surfer Rose. I've got it as one because it's the kind of like EPs, but I don't really understand the difference between one of them and two of them. But
Okay.
forget that. But they're just amazing. And like Kurt Cobain said that he wouldn't be in Nirvana if it wasn't for Come On Pilgrim.
I'd say Brian Molko from Placebo is big friends with Frank Black
Yeah,
and
well,
like him. I
they
mean, I've
do
watched
Where
it.
Is My Mind live a
I they
lot.
do Where Is My Mind. I've watched them sing it with Frank Black and they do it well. I mean, it's a good song. It's a good song. I mean, are you a great band if you write one good song?
They haven't written one good song before in
I'm saying that, I'm putting that out
millions.
there. I'm saying, are you a great band if you only write one song?
No, I don't think you're a great man. You've written a good song, but that doesn't mean you're a great band.
If you've written a number one, are you a great band?
No. No.
Okay.
Girls allowed to think of a number one, aren't they? Although they didn't write it, I'm guessing.
Well, does that make him a great pop group?
Well, no, they probably are a great pop group because they're reoccurring in popularity, but I mean in quality, not greatness.
It's not. No, I would say they're good pop songs. Music isn't something that's as fickle as film and can be as fickly looked at as film and television and stuff like that. Whereas with music, you vote with your ears,
Well,
in
yeah,
a
there's the
sense.
thing is that it depends on what you class as good. There's popularity, there's quality in actual music, there's songwriting, there's even simple things like how catchy it is, how influential it is,
That's all
how long it
objective.
lasts. Yeah, exactly. It's very
So,
objective. And personally, I just like music that I like when I hear it, and I
of
can't
course you do.
explain.
Everybody
Well,
does.
no. I
That's what
mean,
everybody
I
does.
don't look out for influential bands. I don't go out and say, right, Pixies influence people, the Beatles influence people, Bob Dylan influence
Well, you
people, I'll
do though,
listen to
don't
them.
you? You do
No,
though. That's what
but
everybody does. Everybody listens to what's being raved about.
I don't.
You do. I would. If everybody was going crazy about the Beatles, then you would go, oh, I probably should have a listen to the Beatles
No,
and see what they're
seriously, I
like.
honestly don't. I don't know what's at number one. What's at number one at the moment?
I couldn't tell you.
What's popular at the moment?
Alexandra Burke, I think.
Who's that?
She won X Factor.
Watch X, my dear.
Yeah, but you should know what's going on.
I
Oh.
actually don't know what's going on with music. I just find bands and like them and buy their CDs and listen to them. I
There's
don't.
no such thing as bad music.
Serious?
I don't think so. I think bad music is such a subjective thing. There's no such thing as bad music.
Have you seen Chicks on Speed
There's
or
no such
heard
thing as
Chicks on
bad.
Speed? They're bad.
There is only music that you don't like.
That's like saying there's no such thing as a bad book or as
Well,
a
that's true.
bad film.
That's true.
That's not true.
It's true. I mean, there are things that more the majority of people like and don't like. There are things and music like that,
No,
but there
there
is
is such
always,
thing as a
yeah,
bad
there is
film.
always music
A
and
film
there's
that
always
no one
music and film
enjoys,
that's no,
that
there
made no
isn't. There is
money,
no such thing.
that is badly
There
made.
is no such thing.
There is.
There isn't. You, if you played one film to the whole world, you had what you would have. Some people are liking it and some people not,
No,
and maybe
there'll be
and
some
just
films
because.
out there that nobody likes.
No,
There will be some
there
films.
won't, Sam. There's no
There
such
will.
thing. And it, just because, and even if it turned out that 90% didn't like it and 10% did, it still
Ten
doesn't
percent
make,
did. Yeah, but
doesn't still doesn't make
I'm
it a
talking
bad
about.
film.
There's got to be some films that nobody likes. There has
No,
to
there
be.
hasn't. There
There
hasn't.
has to be.
There hasn't at all. There will never be such a thing. There'll never
No,
be such
there
a thing
will
as
be.
music that nobody likes.
Yes, there is.
No, there
There'll be
won't,
a.
Sam. There are
No,
6 billion people in the
wait.
world.
There'll be bands, right, that will have made a song, nobody liked it, and they didn't do anything else, and that's it.
That doesn't make it. That doesn't make them bad. There's no such thing as bad music. There is only music that you don't like. And like, it's what you don't like, someone else will like, and they'll, you know, that's how it
Yeah, but
works.
do they like it, or do they feel they have to like it because everybody
No.
else likes it?
No, exactly. Definitely not. Especially if it's something that they like and not everybody else likes.
I
That's
don't
how it
know.
goes.
Anyway, the pixies are amazing, and you should actually like. The thing is, I can't explain what's good about them. They just, because I'm not, you know, I can explain what's good about films. You
Okay.
can explain what's good about music. All I'm saying is, yeah, they're really good. They have these songs, make me feel happy, sad, whatever. You know, that's how you kind of are with film. And you just say cinematography a lot because it makes you sound better. You know, I say emotions also forever. And in music, and do you know what I mean? Oh, by the way, I watched Manhattan because you said it was so good.
The music's
I
good.
prefer Annie Hall, but I did think it was a really good film.
Woody Allen composed a lot of the music to that
Did
film.
it?
Yeah, he plays
That's cool.
clarinet, Woody Allen. He's a clarinetist.
Cool guy. Well, it's a bit weird, but so
Okay.
yeah, Pixies, just I'd advise you to get the best of, because it's the best of, no, I'm only joking. Because they really are a band that you will either love, just think they're alright, or not get, and that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, my number one is REM from Athens, Georgia, in America. And
You just know everything about all of them.
this is Mike Stipe, Michael Mills, Peter Buck, and at the very start, Bill Berry, who drummed. And they're a band that were with various record labels, EMI, for a long time, up until 91 when they got signed to Universal. And I never know whether REM are influential in many ways. I think Michael Stipe is definitely influential. He's another big figurehead, especially in live music, where his passion shows right through. The man, he's nearly 50 now, but he goes for it. He's a lot like Mick Jagger in how much he goes for it, so much. I mean, they've written some great pop songs, some great pop, Losing My Religion, Man on the Moon, to name a few. They also had
Well, just
Imitation of Life.
Imitation of Life, The Great Beyond.
They've written some great songs, some great words. I think a lot of things I like about REM are the statements that they make. If you look at the statements that are made in their songs, I think some of them are really powerful stuff, like, "Do you believe they put a man on the moon? I'm losing my religion." There's one song, that's the very last song on Out of Time. Is it Out of Time? Where he just says, "I need this," over again, over and over again. I think these are powerful statements that he's making, you know. And it's stuff like that that hooks me. These statements that Michael Stipe is throwing out, these questions that he's asking listeners. He's a man who obviously has a lot in him, but he's more interested in what he's saying than what he's hearing. Sometimes I think is the difference. Partly because he's not a musician himself. He doesn't play anything in the band, apart from harmonica, apparently, occasionally. It's great live when he does Bad Day, then he plays harmonica in it. But maybe that's it. Therefore, he's very involved in what he's saying. My favourite album is Automatic for the People. I think that was, I can't remember if it was 1990 or 91.
I think that's probably.
But they've got some great songs. The New Orleans Instrumental, Part One, is a great song. And they've also got, what else is on that album? Man on the Moon, Drive. It's a fantastic Drive inspired Without You I'm Nothing by Placebo. This repeated motif of tick tock that goes on during the songs. But they also had such an under, which has just been re-released and people are talking about finally now, was New Adventures in Hi-Fi, which I think was 95. They've got something called Leave, which has like this siren that goes through all the way through. It's like panic, and it's tense and it's exciting, and they've got other songs like Wake Up Bomb. Good rock band supported by good live by a good live show. I mean, the band, they have over 400 songs now. They could just pull out any of them, and that's the difference. That's the REM are very good at making songs that maybe aren't great pop songs on record, but they can make into great live songs. Stuff like Pretty Persuasion and Finest Work Song and stuff like this are songs that aren't great on record, partly because of the way they recorded back in the 70s and 80s. at the same time, he still makes them live and you still go along with it. I mean, I did what you do. I heard these songs when I heard them live. I thought, what the heck's that? That sounds fantastic. And there was a song called Seven Chinese Brothers, which is on Reckoning, which has just been re-released, which is what I bought. I mean, but I bought the original Seven Chinese Brothers. And it's so shoddy. It's recorded in something like 1979 or 80 odd or something.
In like the garage.
And it doesn't sound great. It doesn't sound great at all. But when they did it live, it was fantastic. And it's stuff like that. But also, at the same time, they're very good at writing good songs on the record, mm-hmm. which they can do just as well live. Stuff like The One I Love. And The World, It's the End of the World as We Know It and Losing My Religion. Good stadium songs, good stadium rock songs.
That live album.
The latest live album's just come out.
Good.
And it's great. We've got stuff off their new album, Accelerate. Accelerate is only something like 20, 30 minutes. You know, it's not very long.
And what did you think of
they just go for it. I think it's great. It's possibly hints of a midlife crisis that they need to write really fast rock songs now, suddenly. But
I think it's quite good, but it's got... I don't know, I didn't think it had the same... It's a bit more generic. Like, obviously, it's because it's fast rock songs rather than, you know. Because I quite like the acoustic feel.
I think when you get to that.
Even if they aren't playing acoustic, they have an acoustic feel to them.
When you've been going for so long and you've got to keep producing, you've got this pressure to keep producing songs, you've got to do what you enjoy. And I think Counting Crows and I think Radiohead are just doing what they do now. They're doing what they want to do. Because they've earned their way. They've earned their to do what they want. Radiohead earned to record the album that their record label wouldn't let them, and they've earned the right to be able to do that. And there are a lot of bands that are trying to do that and haven't quite earned the right to be as big as they are at the minute. I would say the Arctic Monkeys. The Arctic Monkeys
I don't
need
like
to.
That.
I'm a big fan of the Arctic Monkeys, but they just need to slow down a minute and they need to just wait. We're not the rock stars we think we are just yet. But they'll get there, Arctic Monkeys, because they're definitely a lot there. But yeah, R.E.M., first heard them when I was 12 years old, and I heard Bad Day, and I watched the video. They always do
the
great
video
videos as well. They do great videos, R.E.M.
The one of the news reports.
Yeah, and they blew me away from straight on. Immediately bought the greatest hits and then bought the whole every album. I'm not a big fan of greatest hits, but if you want to get off to a good start, about Linear Bad Band, then you buy a greatest
the one,
hits.
It's like the moon, and it's blue, yeah.
I like listening to albums now that have those hits and looking at what surrounds them. I think the setup of an album is very important in terms of what your opener is, what your last song
definitely.
Is. I don't believe in fillers on an album. I think that's a disgraceful thing. I think if you write a song, an album should usually only have 10 songs on it. Anyway.
I'd rather have a short album. Well, I don't think albums should have 10 songs. If a band has got 15, 20 songs that they think are brilliant, and they are brilliant, and there's no fillers, they should, but that doesn't really happen.
But
much.
It doesn't happen.
10 songs is a solid album.
Yeah.
And, like, even, I don't mind if there's, like, not many songs. As long as it's quality.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
Quality over quantity.
Mm-hmm. Good. Right, well, I think we've had a good hour there. Good discussion.
Not quite an hour.
Nearly an hour after we finish our talk-ups, I'm sure.
All right, well, you can email ideas of top fives or your own top fives, and we will read it out if you do send us stuff. This kind of makes us look a bit desperate.
No, it's fine. I mean, we haven't had many downloads yet, but we're not expecting to. But we're plugging it, and leave any comments you like, anything you'd like us to talk about, anything you want to make on what we've already said in the last two podcasts.
Well, what I'm saying, the email is...
Go on.
All-time top five. Five is a word, not as a number. All-time top five at hotmail.co.uk. Just send us whatever, as long as it's not, like, junk.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Right, well, this was my top five. I was Aidan.
I was Sam.
And this was fun. I've enjoyed this. It was a nice way to spend my evening, so thank you very much, Sam. And we'll be back soon with our next My Top 5.